The people in Benghazi feel that they have obtained their freedom after more than 40 years of oppression. Everyone I speak to, from the highest public official down to the guy on the street, say that they will never give this up and they would rather die. Mixed with that is apprehension about how it's going. The fighting has entered a sort of a stalemate, ranging over a 50 to 100 kilometer stretch, 200 kilometers west of Benghazi, and these mostly oil towns are pretty heavily damaged. And then in the third largest city, Misrata, which is close to Tripoli, about 200 kilometers east, that has been under siege for a month with no water, electricity, and severe problems with people wounded and dead. So it's a combination of jubilation for here, apprehension about the future, and worry about family and loved ones who are in some of the zones of conflict. There is, though, some criticism that people here wish that the United States and other Western nations would do more. They feel that the NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance, has not been very robust in enforcing the no-fly zone and eliminating the heavy weapons and artillery of the Gaddafi forces. So there's a frustration there, and when I speak to people, they're always telling me, tell your government to come and help us. This is a great opportunity to bring freedom not just to Libya but to the region and so forth. They have set up a council that acts as something like a legislative body with 31 members, 13 of whom have been appointed, but the others have not been appointed or announced because they are to come from the other regions of Libya, the western part that is still controlled by the government forces. Underneath this, what they call is a semi-legislative policymaking oversight unit, is what they're calling a crisis team, which is assuming executive functions such as trying to get policemen back on the streets, having the garbage picked up, administering the government. And they have also appointed a head of the petroleum industry and the central bank just in a few days ago. And the idea is to try to get some revenues flowing from the petroleum. And they just exported their first 100,000 barrels of oil 2 days ago. And also to have a central bank to try to control the money and the liquidity. Many of the banks are not opening because they have no cash to distribute. And so this is a looming problem, too. So we're not really in a transition yet, but the beginnings and the attempts to start some sort of authority and some sort of administration are underway.